You know what? I know because they're alive. He probably wants me to move. Okay. Well, congratulations. You know, you were talking at first with over there with Kaiser about some of the hardest things about the. I mean, this is one of the hardest things you've ever done. In turn, I don't know.
It is the hardest. It is the hardest thing I've ever done.
I mean, what did you learn when you started doing all the door knocking and the kind of issues that were resonating with people?
It's physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausting. So that's what makes it very hard. But it's also very rewarding because I've met many, many people in Urbana. I've been to many parts of town that I hadn't really been familiar with, and I learned a great deal about the issues and concerns of facing us. So the way I look at these campaigns, it's like a 9-month job interview.
Yeah, I mean, what did you learn from people that they want you, if you get past the next step, to be able to
recognize that Urbana has been lagging behind in growth when they compare us to other communities. They are pretty much maxed out as far as property taxes, and we really need to grow our tax base and develop a more resilient economy in Urbana. And it didn't matter on whose doorstep I was standing. That was the case. They're concerned about crime, particular gun violence, and that's what we also need to be focusing on. And then there are some neighborhoods that really need, I think, some intense attention that need to be rebuilt and restored. And the other thing I discovered is that people tend to stay siloed in their own neighborhoods and may not be familiar with other parts of town, and I had to get out and get into many different areas of town, but other people didn't. So that's one of the reasons I want to develop the initiative that connects people from different neighborhoods, so that they have an understanding of what other issues that folks are facing. So there we are.
Yeah, one of my colleagues talked to you. It was Jim talking to you about the. And I think you were just asked about the landmark hotel or whatever they call it now. Are you concerned about that? I think,
yes.
Because there's a development on the table, but otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be seeing this development agreement fairly soon, obviously before I would take office. But I have expressed a lot of concern about the amount of public investment going to be required in this. And as I talk to people, I really would like us to step back and say, what do we really want at this location? I've found that many people do not have the sentimental attachment to the old hotel that was once there, and people have a lot of ideas about what they'd like to see. And I think that given the amount of public investment going to be required in this, we have to make sure we're getting the best possible project for this site, and one that has a reasonable chance of success. And I'm not convinced yet that this one does.
Well, since we're kind of aimed downtown, you are up, I think, in both debates. I mean, it decided that, like, Sweet Corn Fest is kind of getting old and losing money. I mean, and you have some thoughts about trying to change that.
Well, we need to totally reinvent that festival. It should be, it's the key festival that introduces newcomers to our community. It should reflect Urbana's character. It should uniqueness. It should reflect local foods. It should have, I think, music that's more characteristic of Urbana. It should really be a way for us to say, this is our city, this is what makes Urbana unique, here's why we're special, and hopefully people say, I want to live here, or I want to visit here more often. And the current festival has just, it was fine at one time, but it's just worn out, and we can't keep doing the same thing.
the mayor recruited you for the council, so, I mean, and I know that obviously there's another step here, but there are obviously things that will be ongoing. Whoever is, you know, the mayor in a couple of months. I mean, we're talking, I mean, I don't know when the Supreme Court will decide on taxes, but things that you want to spearhead as you head into the April 4th. Things that you want to
Well, obviously, we will the hospital tax exemption is a very important issue. It's quite likely that Urbana will prevail in the lawsuit. We may get a temporary reprieve, but it's quite likely also that the Illinois Hospital and Health Association will be back in Springfield asking the General Assembly to draft new legislation. And at that point, we, the City of Urbana, and our elected officials in Springfield need to be at the table making sure the language in that bill is much more fair to Urbana taxpayers. It was a badly written bill to begin with. It had devastating financial impact on the city, and it needs to have language that's more fair to the taxpayers, and it's possible to do that.
You mentioned also in the prior interview about the structure of the government. Is that looking at again, because one of the debates you mentioned trying to restore that position, the administrator position?
Well, it's not restoring it. We need to fill it.
It's
been vacant for 10 years. Our city code provides for a professional administrator. And I believe in this day and age, when cities are as complicated as they are, with 250 employees, a $55 million budget, you need to have a professional administrator running the day-to-day operations of the city. This is a person who would have the equivalent of training, education, and experience of a city manager. It would not change the structure of the city. We are a mayor council form of government. It would just mean that we would have a person administering the city, and actually I would think it would help us be much more efficient about implementing the policies passed by the council and the mayor. You just need professional administration these days in cities.
Well, talk about the mayor council form of government, what that means as it compares to likely Champaign or somebody else.
Well, as I understand it, about two-thirds of the cities in the country are the city manager form of government. We have a mayor council form of government, meaning the mayor is the CEO of the city. The council has a more important role as far as developing policy in the city. And about a third of the communities in the country are like that. So either the very, very large cities like Chicago or the very, very small cities like Urbana. And everything in between seems to be more the city manager form. So we were not changing our structure of the city. We're not diminishing the role of the mayor or the council. And like I said, I think with the professional administrator at the helm, actually become more efficient at implementing the programs and policies that we approve.
Are you surprised at the margin tonight? I mean, like I said, that you worked really hard, and I saw your ads on buses and YouTube, and you know that.
I'm not surprised. I worked very hard. We worked very hard, and we got our message out and listened to voters.
Is it easier that the fact that you've worked with the mayor for so long and kind of had some similar, I don't know, views on things? I mean,
we're all Democrats, and we do share similar views. We just had different opinions on how to move forward and different style of interacting with folks. So going forward, we'll be fine.
Well, the city will be able to hire those other officers, police officers too, right? The two, and then.
At this point, we've committed to hiring two, and they'll start at the Police Training Institute this spring, and then we'll have to see going forward what the budget looks like this year.
Yeah.
We're also looking at negotiating contracts. All of our labor contracts are up June 30th, so that's something we'll be looking at.
With the mayor so passionate about PTI, have you ever weighed in on that, or?
No, I think it's a valuable resource here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting much feedback so far.